Chapter 1. Knox's Life and Legacy. O Lord Eternal, move and govern my tongue to speak the truth. John Knox. Ironies began right away for John Knox. It has been said there was no grander figure in the entire history of the Reformation in Scotland than that of Knox. Yet he likely was born into a simple working-class family. Almost nothing is known for certain of his early life, not even his birthday or his birth year. The only thing historians agree about is that he was born sometime between 1505 and 1514 in Haddington, about 17 miles east of Edinburgh. Knox wrote nothing about his early years, and the obscurity in which he was raised was such that no one else bothered to record much about it either. Neither do historians agree about where Knox was educated. Some insist that he studied under John Major at the University of Glasgow, while others maintain that he studied at the University of St. Andrews, it being in the ecclesiastic jurisdiction of his birthplace. Either way, Knox likely was subjected to the popular educational sophistry of the time, which was preoccupied with speculative absurdity along these lines: will all of a man's toenails clipped throughout his lifetime rejoin the man at the resurrection of his body? In all likelihood, Knox never completed his degree, perhaps because of such pedagogic nonsense. Nevertheless, historical records indicate that he was ordained a priest in his 25th year. The next years are silent ones, from which he emerges bearing a two-fisted broadsword as a bodyguard for the intrepid preacher George Wishart. Of his conversion, we are left largely to speculation. Some argue that he was converted under the preaching of the friar Thomas Guillaume in 1543. Knox wrote little about it, though words he uttered on his deathbed hint that a certain biblical text may have been instrumental in his conversion. "Go, read where I cast my first anchor," he said to his attentive wife as he lay dying. She read from John chapter 17, verse 3, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." Knox's world was a turbulent one. There was perhaps no place in 16th century Europe more in need of reformation than Scotland. Ian Murray has described it as a brutal backwater kingdom, dominated by covetous, bloated clerics, as well as by a corrupt civil power. Yet God was providentially at work in this world. John Wycliffe's Lollards had proclaimed the gospel of Christ in Scotland since the late 14th century, and more recently, a zealous young nobleman's son, Patrick Hamilton, had preached Christ, for which he had been arrested, tried, and subjected.